Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Thanks for joining us here today. We want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and your business. We hope that today is a great day for you and that when you're done listening to the show today, that you'll find yourself inspired to go to a new level with your business. I want to celebrate just a little bit here for a second because today actually marks for me the 1 year anniversary for the time that we've been here together on Thriving Entrepreneur. I have enjoyed this show so much. Some of you have heard me say it before, but it really is like my guilty pleasure. I don't know how to describe it to you. It is like I have to remind myself that I do also do this as part of our business because I just enjoy it so much, and I look forward to the more and more and more times that we can spend together. So thanks for being here with me to celebrate my one-year anniversary. So we talk about something that Kathy and I like to talk to you guys about a lot, and that's writing. We want to specifically talk to you about good writing habits. What does it mean to be a good writer? And I want to instill in every single person that's listening today that you're a good writer. You don't have to be writing theses for, your PhD. There are some of you, I'm sure, that are out there that are doing that kind of thing. But whether you're doing that or you're writing children's books or you're just simply taking that one thing that you do with unique brilliance, and you're sharing it with the world, because whatever message you have inside of you, there is somebody out there right now that wants to hear that message. So let's put aside all of the critiques that we fall into the trap of, all of us do, and let's automatically tell ourselves, you are a good writer. And now we can learn some skills to do good writing habits that will help us in our life and in promoting our business. To help me with this, today I'm joined by Morgan Gist McDonald of Paper Raven Books, and she is going to talk to us about the writing process, things that she takes people through every day in her business to be able to write their book. So join me in welcoming Morgan Gist McDonald. Hi, Morgan.
Thank you so much, Steve. I am so excited to be here today.
Well, we're great to have you. It's just my opportunity to get to kind of know you here today, too. So tell us all a little bit about who you are and what's gotten you to this point in your career.
Sure. Yeah, well, it's been a long and windy road, as it usually is, right? We don't ever end up quite where we thought we were going to be. But I started out, I guess, as a student who was really good at writing and research and found myself in a really prestigious PhD program for sociology. And along the way, I'd worked at like publishing houses and things like that and thought that I would, write new research and new academic books that would change the world. And I got a few years into it and realized, well, that's not really how academia works. And I really lost my own motivation and lost my own drive for my own writing. And I was up at the office late at night, as was my habit back in those days, and a colleague walked in, and she just looked miserable. And so I, went and put on a fresh pot of coffee and said, hey, let's, sit down and chat. And just started asking her a lot of questions. What's your research really about? Why is it so important to you? What do you think is going to happen from your research? And just all of these, her wishes and hopes and dreams for her writing just poured out of her. And I realized in that moment, like, this is what I want to do. This is who I am. I want to be with people as they're writing and help them to stay motivated. And so I left academia and went off into being an entrepreneur. I've been a writing coach and editor for about 8 years now. And I love it. I work one-on-one with authors to write their book. I walk with them chapter by chapter from vague idea to first draft. And if an author already has a first draft, I work with a team of editors who are, I can say this with full confidence, they are some of the best editors in the industry. What they can do for a book manuscript is completely on par with what a traditional publisher can do with a book. And we help polish it and shape it up and get it ready for Amazon or a traditional publisher.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So talk to us a little bit about the whole concept of a book. Why would anybody want a book?
There are a lot of reasons why someone might want a book, but you should, and I'm sure you and I are on the same page with this, you should look at what a book can do for you, not just why you want the book. So if you're an entrepreneur, and if you're listening to this show, you probably are an entrepreneur, a book can grow your business. It can be a long-term asset for your business. A book can help you bring in clients, land speaking gigs, gain the attention of peers. And really, I think a book helps you step into a role as a leader in your industry.
I like that. A leader in your role in your industry. Can you say a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So when we are, you know, in the early stages of our business, I think we look up to a lot of people who are a little bit farther along in their business, and we think, oh, I could never get to that point. And you don't even really know how to broach a conversation with those people. But when you start doing things like writing a book, it gives you a platform to almost step up into, and you are suddenly doing things like podcast interviews and guest blogging and getting on, you know, various sorts of media. And that gives you something to talk about, not only with potential clients, but with your peers. And the more your peers start to see you and talk with you and really come to agree or come in line with your vision for your industry. I mean, it could be whatever your industry is, whether it's something to do with, anything, you know, moms or kids activities or manufacturing, you know, the more they're in this conversation with you, the more they will continue to look to you as a leader. And then you can begin to use your vision for your industry and in those conversations so that you're actually kind of leading the way. It's amazing what people can do with a book.
You know, and it's so important to keep in mind how impactful books have been in our lives. I think a lot of times a lot of us have read a lot of things that we don't realize that we've read, you know, whether it be, you know, books that come to everybody's mind, like Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill or things like that, or it be little books, even some of the books that we read as kids that still impact who we are as people.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And we don't, when we think of whether or not we're worthy of writing a book, we think, oh, well, there are already so many books out there. Surely the world doesn't need a book by me. But think of how many books you've read in your life and how many books people read. I mean, people are reading dozens of books. You start a new business and suddenly you're like, I need 20 books on business writing. And yeah, they might need your book too. And it's one of several ways in which their perspective around something might be changed.
So you've helped people write their book chapter by chapter, step by step, really, you know, take in their vision. Let's dig a little deeper into it. So most people we've found have a lot of roadblocks to the concept of wanting a book and actually having a book. So let's talk a little bit about that. What do you think is the primary thing that holds us back? Why do you think everybody doesn't just run out there and just put 500,000 words on a paper and write War and Peace?
That's a great question. You know, a lot of it is it's really simple habits that revolve around one mind. So I would say maybe one mindset shift that perhaps changes a few simple habits. So the mindset shift would be to come to believe that your words are worth writing down, that your perspective will help someone else in some way, that what you've been through and experienced in life can honestly transform another person's life. And so that mindset shift can only really come about when you are willing to explore the possibility of writing a book. And so one of the first exercises that I always do with new writing coaching clients is we write out a letter to the reader to explain what we hope the book does for the person, you know, how it changes or transforms a person's life in some way. And then we write out what I call a why statement. This is 3 to 5 sentences that just encapsulate how the book could transform the reader's life and how the book can transform your life as the author. You know, and it could transform your life because it's fulfilling something you've always wanted to do. And hey, it could bring more money into your business. All of these things are worth really feeling and simmering in and soaking in. You know, so this belief in possibility is a major mindset shift for a lot of people. Once you believe it's possible, then you have to start making those incremental actions to making it possible. And so that's when we really get into things like good writing habits.
Say more about that. What is the definition of a good writing habits?
I'm glad you picked up on that. There's a difference between good writing habits and bad writing habits. We all have writing habits. If we don't do them intentionally, they are probably bad writing habits. For instance, if you sit down to write, it might be habitual for you to just open up Facebook really fast. That's a bad writing habit. But I teach 3 good writing habits that are foundational to all types of writing. This is for blog posts or books or anything in between. But the 3 that I really focus on are 1, using a timer every time you sit down to write. And this is really important for helping you focus. So this is kind of a bit of a riff off the Pomodoro technique, but set a timer for 25 minutes because that is just long enough that you can make some serious progress in your writing, but just short enough that it doesn't feel overburdensome, if that makes sense. So every time you sit down to write, grab a timer, whether I use my iPhone, you can use a kitchen timer, it doesn't matter, and set it and put aside all distractions until that timer rings. So that's the first one. And then the second one is to track your progress. So every time you have a writing session, write down the date and the time that you've written and the number of minutes you spent writing and then the number of words that you actually wrote so that you can literally see the progress as you look back. It's easy to write for 2 or 3 weeks and then you think, gosh, I haven't gotten anywhere on this book. But if you look back at your progress sheet, you'll see, oh, yeah, you know what? I did. I wrote 5,000 words, and that's fantastic, and celebrate that progress. And then the last one that I recommend is writing for 3 to 5 hours per week every week. So this is when you're in full-on book writing mode. I do this on Sundays. I pull out my calendar, and I say, where am I going to find 3 to 5 hours this week? And sometimes it's in 25-minute chunks, and sometimes it's in 2 or 3-hour chunks. But finding those 3 to 5 hours somewhere in the week every week is really important.
Do you find that people find that last part really challenging?
Yes.
Okay.
Most people have best of intentions and they even mark it out on their calendar. But when it comes down to it, actually, you know, like, and I even recommend, like, we set alarms on your phone when the writing time is supposed to start, or, you know, a Google Calendar reminder. But you are the only person who can turn off all the distractions and pull up that Word document. You're the only one who can do it. And so this is when it's important to go back to that mindset shift that we talked about just a few minutes ago. You almost have to redo a mindset shift every time you're going to be writing. And so I actually have my clients post that why statement, that 3 to 5 sentences of how this book can transform the reader's life and the author's life. They post it right by their writing space, and they're supposed to read it out loud before every writing session, and that helps with motivation.
What is your why? What is the reason you're writing your book? And now I know there's a few people, because I've worked with a lot of people in this industry, that immediately their why is all the reasons why they're not going to do it or why they don't have time. I encourage you, let's replace those whys right now, because here's the fact. There is somebody right now that needs the information that's contained within you that they are waiting for. They need to know what you have to share. So I'm going to encourage each one of you to write a positive statement about what you have to share with the world during this commercial break. And then we'll be right back to talk to you more about good writing here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. That's managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Morgan Gift McDonald. We are talking to you today about good writing. We want to help you to be able to release with inside of you that book that the world needs to hear. Between being really clear on our why and then also really embracing the fact that it's usually the things that we take for granted in our life that are the things that other people really, really struggle with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were talking about doing research and writing, and that just came normally to you and naturally and stuff like that. And yet, I'm sure you had a time in your life where you didn't even realize how good at something that so many people struggle at you were.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I had to have someone, it was a professor who pulled me aside and said, this, and it was an undergraduate thesis that I'd written. He said, this is phenomenal work he said, a scholar of your age. I said, oh, someone called me a scholar. You know, and so I think almost sometimes we can't see it ourselves, and we have to be willing to put out what we hope is special about us and be vulnerable in that moment. And maybe it will come back and we'll see that that's a strength that we have and that we can use it. And writing a book is one way that you can discover what you're good at. Maybe writing isn't what you're good at, but the thing that you're writing about is what you're good at. And someone else can help you with the writing part. Mm. But we need your expertise. We need the thing that you have an inkling that you might be good at. And just take a step out on faith and just try to write a book about it. And then bring someone in to help with the writing part.
Yeah. I was actually working with a client last week, and she said to me, she's like, you know, I've been in business for however many years it was, and she's like, I'm not sure that even still I know what I'm an expert at. And I said, well, you know, what is the one thing that you say all the time? You know, like, you talk about it so much that your kids roll their eyes, and those that have listened to the show have heard me say that a lot. The point being is, I mean, it totally lost her. She's like, well, I say this all the time, but that doesn't have anything to do with my business. I'm like, well, it actually gives you an insight, because then the question is, well, why do you say it? Why is it important to you? And then that becomes a real peek into what we're really truly passionate about, because it may not necessarily be the company we work for. You know, you could be the top selling Avon rep in the world, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's because Avon is the best company in the whole world. It could be I'm almost positive that everybody's going to say it's because of a feeling or a sense of purpose that you get from what you're doing when you do the actions that are that company.
Yeah, that's so true. It is hard for us to know what we're good at, what we're gifted at. But also, I would say that we don't necessarily spend a lot of time thinking about it. That's one of the beautiful things about writing, is that it's almost time that you spend just thinking about yourself and what you have to say that we don't ever set aside time for otherwise.
Mm-hmm. And that's important. I mean, I know a lot of coaches, PJ McClure comes to mind, that one of the primary parts of their coaching program is to get a person to set aside 30 minutes, or in your case, 25 minutes a day, to spend time journaling, to writing down, physically using pen and paper, and actually putting down their thoughts, the things that have happened for the day and all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's something almost magical about writing, really, that it's a distilled thought process, and you come up with new ideas and new realizations, whether you are, writing a journal entry or a blog post or a chapter in your book.
Well, and I would encourage a lot of people, because I know I can sense you through the air still being resistant to writing your book. Just trust me, folks, I feel it, okay? You know, like Yoda in The Force, you know what I mean? The thing about it is I challenge you, go back to Twitter, Facebook, you know, your blog posts, any place that you have put your words out there, and then see if there isn't maybe a thread of you that seems to be consistent in all of the things that you say.
Yeah, that's true. The consistency in what you say, and now I'm piecing that together with what do you say so often that your kids roll their eyes. But there, we do have a particular message that comes out anytime we write anything, whether it, like you said, Twitter posts or Facebook posts or our communication when you're on the phone with a client. What are the things, what are the foundational concepts you always come back to? And those foundational concepts may be really apparent and easy for you, but they may change someone else's life. And so isn't it worth writing down?
Absolutely. And I said it just a few minutes ago, but I'm going to say it again. I guarantee you that the thing that you're overlooking right now, the thing that you're like, oh, everybody does that, you know, is probably the thing that you are uniquely brilliant at that you don't give yourself credit for, that very possibly the person literally standing right next to you right now wishes they had the information that you take for granted, because it's who you are uniquely as a person.
Yeah, so true. There was, in fact, so I have three kids, and so I'm part of some moms groups and things like that. And I love talking to moms about their books, because everyone has a book inside of them. And then we're in this space where everyone's like, oh, I'm just a mom. But as you get deeper in the conversation, you realize that actually she's a much broader person. And so one mom I struck up a conversation with, she wanted to write a book that was, she'd been an engineer in her before child life, and pretty high up and actually a big oil company engineering staff. And she wanted to write a book about how to encourage girls in science. And, you know, from a very young age all the way up through high school and possibly becoming an engineer, if that's what she wants to do. And I just said, that's amazing. You know, my mom was an engineer and I have a daughter, and I don't have the slightest clue how to encourage her in science, because that was not my strength. And so I started asking her questions. Well, what toys should I buy her? You know, like, what games should I play with her? And these sorts of questions that, to me, I wanted the information. And she just thought, well, of course, you buy Legos and you build towers according to, you know, different color patterns, and that's how you help her with facial skills. And I have no idea what that means. You have to write a book about it. And she did. It's like, it's coming out this fall.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I guarantee you, yeah, that's right. I'm talking to you, the person who right now is saying, no, I don't have anything about me. I'm just a, insert your excuse here. I guarantee you that there is something that is just that graceful and ease for you, as it is, you know, any of the things that anybody else does, and that there is somebody that just is dying right now to have that information, that it would change their world. I mean, it could be something as simple as, you know, how do you keep your house so clean? You know, there are a lot of people that struggle with that.
Yep, I'm one of them. Please write that book.
You know, I remember Kathy, you know, was saying a few, several years ago, actually, she had a counselor told her, you know, she was like, well, I hate doing dishes. And the counselor was like, well, yeah, everybody hates doing dishes. She's like, but there are some people that just have such joy while they're doing it. It's like, that's because they've learned how to. And then the person, you know, talked through with her three or four things that you can do that can make something that you're not going to love. Something that she said even back then, you know, that was when Maya was really little, you know, it actually became kind of a joyful moment in her day. Not saying that she woke up one day and started loving dishes, but, you know, she learned how to make that moment a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think you're right that there are many parts of our lives that come easily to us that others struggle with. And maybe we won't know what that is until we engage other people in conversation and start asking them questions. And then once you hit on that thing that maybe, just maybe, I could write a book about, you have to really jump on that idea and not just let it sit. Because that's another thing that we end up talking a lot about, is that enthusiasm actually wanes. So when you find maybe the inkling of that thing that just might be the beginning of a book, you really need to jump on it and start writing it, because 6 months from now, you will have convinced yourself that that's a terrible book idea, even if it's still a good book idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and it's amazing that you brought that up, because Dr. Joy, back in February when he was on the show, you know, Dr. Joy, being a professor, has written 40-plus books plus a bazillion articles. You know, it's part of the mm-hmm. job. And he said that the very first thing that you have to do to create your own unique writing voice is to have friendships.
Ooh.
And I was blown away. I was like, that was not going to be the question, you know, the answer I expected him. You know, I figured he'd say really practical things, you know, like, well, you need to take 10 minutes a day and just write down your thoughts. You know, no, he was like, actually, you need to have really good conversations with close, intimate friends that you share your stuff with. And in the sharing of your life, from that, your writing voice and what you need to write about actually will be birthed.
Mm. Wow. I had not considered that, but he's right. I love that.
Yeah. The amazing wisdom we get from having people in our lives that are in their 80s that are sharing their mm-hmm. unique brilliance with us.
Yeah. We are all in relationships, whether that relationship happens over coffee or through the pages of a book. Yeah. Mm,
absolutely. So let's take it the other direction. We've tried to hopefully encourage some people that were fighting against their book writing skills. let's talk now a little bit, though, about the whole, you know, the disadvantage. What if you don't write a book? What if you don't let that message out?
Yeah, and unfortunately, there are a lot of people who have every intention of wanting to write a book someday, and someday just never really rolls around. And on a personal level, I mean, there's regret. I hate to say it, but if you feel like maybe you do want to write a book and you don't even try, or you don't get past the first draft phase, you'll be 75 or 85 years old and saying, gosh, I really wish I had just taken 3 months and just written that book.
Mm. Well, you know, I got to a point just a couple of years ago where there were several people in my life that I helped them set up you know, blogs, and just told them, just write about anything. My dad is actually one of them. I said, you know, Dad, you've been a pastor for a zillion years, you know, for like, I think it's pushing 50 years now, you know, and, you know, you're really great at what you do, but at some point you're not going to be here. And not just my kids, but my kids' kids need to be able to hear your voice. They need to read your words and hear you talk and know you in a way that the internet makes available to us that we didn't have 20 or 30 years ago. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, there's a couple of recordings of my grandfather, but, you know, they're very scratchy tapes, and he was very old at that point, you know, and, you know, there isn't much else of his stuff, and it really robs future generations of all of the things that a person's come through to not document those and put those down so that people can, you know, can learn from them and not have to repeat those lessons again.
That's a really fantastic point. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for your own, you know, so that you don't regret it when you're older, and so that your own kids or grandkids or nieces or nephews, or even just, you know, your best friend's kids or your congregation. I mean, who knows? People who have been around in your life who really love you and your philosophy and your perspective and want to have a piece of that, a small piece of that. A book is a great way to preserve that.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah.
And also, I think a book can do it can help you reframe and rekindle your business, kind of taking it to the more kind of practical edge. And so if you don't, well, okay, let me do this in two parts. So when you're in the process of writing a book, you come away with a much clearer understanding of who you serve and why you serve them and the best way that you can serve them. And through the process, I've seen many authors who are also entrepreneurs reframe their business model so that they serve clients in this new way that they discovered through the process of writing their book, and also love their business more because it's more in tune with who they really are. So on the flip side, if you don't do that, you're probably going to continue experiencing a lot of spinning, wheels spinning in your business, like you're not quite sure who you serve or why you serve them or what's the best way to serve them. And you might continue to experience that, you know, lack of traction and not really getting to where you want to go. And you'll just sort of continue looking up at your peers and the leaders in your industry and just thinking, how did they get there? Mm-hmm. And honestly, doing a large project like writing a book is one way that you take a big step sort of up, both in serving your clients and in being a service to your industry.
And, you know, I mean, I've heard so many people say it, but it's worth repeating. It was never about you to begin with. I mean, I think there is a lot of therapeutic value, a lot of business growth value in the writing of the book. But the fact of the matter is that message that's inside of you, it isn't for you. It's for the people that are going to read it, that are going to hear it, that you can share it with.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. And I think that's really the transformational process that the author goes through is how does my life, my perspective, my philosophy change someone else? And if you keep your focus on the someone else, that person who is currently in pain or confusion or just general suffering, like if I can reach out to that person and give them this message of hope or change, like that is worth writing the book.
I mean, imagine if only one person got help from what you put down. Wouldn't that be worth it?
Yes. I mean, I would say yes, absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be the whole world. I mean, I've used as the example many times on the show before, Billy Graham, who most people, regardless of what background they come from, know of the huge impact that he had. And yet he always said that the number one person that had the most impact on his life was his mom. Mm. And, you know, often as moms, we you know, a lot of us, and I say as moms, I was a single dad, so I sometimes kind of count myself in the as moms category. Mm-hmm. You know, we discount the impact that we have on our children's lives and thusly by the world. Make that impact. Be the person who you were made to be. You are listening to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Morgan Giss McDonald, and we're talking to you today about good writing, how to have good writing habits, and how to be a person who writes and gets their message out. Tell us a little bit, Morgan, about the if you knew today, or rather, if you knew in the past what you know today, if when you very first were in the middle of college, you had the insight that you now have, what would you have done differently?
Oh, that's a great question. Wow, I'm not sure. It's hard to separate out your own life's journey and where you are today. But I suppose if I were giving advice to someone who was like me in college, I would say to start writing early, start writing young, because we tend to think that writing is only for people who have experienced decades of wisdom. But writing is just as much a process of discovering the wisdom that you have to offer the world. And so I would have encouraged my college-age self or a similar college-age person to not necessarily go down the easiest beaten path towards success, but to really write and try to discover a different path towards success. And the earlier that you start trying to uncover what it is that you can offer to the world, the better, because we all know that there are a lot of us who took a decade to figure that out. And wouldn't it have been nice if we had started earlier? And I think that really comes with writing, and maybe it starts out as journal entries, and maybe it evolves into short pieces, and then maybe it evolves into a book.
Yeah. Well, I think the real advantage of that, the younger you can go, because you wouldn't even have to talk to a college kid, you could talk to whatever age a child learns how to write, you know.
Yeah.
depending on the kid. You know, there is that advantage of the fact of the fearlessness of being younger because you haven't experienced rejection. You know, I was at an event with Lisa Nichols, and one of the people that she brought up on stage is a young girl that's, I don't know, she's like 10 or 12 years old, and she's written 6 books.
Wow. And what she may not have realized when she started writing is that we as adults derive huge inspiration from that. We're thinking, wow, this girl is amazing. And what she's showing us is that it's possible. Okay. I'm so glad that she started writing early.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it was so funny, too, because, you know, Lisa brought her up on stage. She's like, so what advice would you give to people who are hesitant to write their book? And her advice, it was priceless. She's like, you need to just write.
She's like, folks, this is not complicated.
You know, and Lisa was trying to dig deeper with her. You know, it's like, well, what other kind of thing? She's like, no, there really isn't anything else. You just need to sit down and you just need to write.
Yeah, I mean, she's absolutely right. To a certain extent, it's like, you know, butt in chair, hands on, you know, keyboard. That is writing to a certain extent. And we like to make it really complicated because, oh, there are lots of really good reasons why I haven't been writing lately, and life is really busy, and writing's really hard. And it's like, well, at some point, you just got to write that time down in your calendar, show up, and start typing words on a screen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We actually bought all six of her books that she's written so far. Yes, folks, I did say she's already written six books. So now if you don't feel completely embarrassed at your excuses. And we did it on purpose for exactly that reason, because whenever we in our own lives come up to the wall of, well, you know, I don't know, you know, it's really difficult to buy into that excuse when you're looking at a little 10 or 12-year-old six-book collection that she has already.
That's incredible. What faith she has in herself. I love that. I wish we all could have a little bit more faith in ourselves.
So, Morgan, talk to us a little bit about what a person could do to take the conversation deeper than obviously we have time to do on the radio. What could somebody do to work with you?
Sure. Well, I run my business and my blog out of paperravenbooks.com. And I actually, if you're interested in writing a book and you just don't quite know where to start, I put together a quick start guide for you that has the 12 steps to write a book that boosts your business and builds your platform. So I have found that when I'm working one-on-one with clients and we're writing their book, essentially all of my, you know, 3 months of writing advice boils down to really 12 essential foundational steps. And so I bet a lot of you, if you just had an overview of what that looks like, you could push past the fear of not knowing and just start. So that's what I've put together for you. And that's available for you at paperravenbooks.com/Steve, S-T-E-V-E. And that step-by-step guide will give you clarity on what your book will be about. It'll give you the confidence to write and finish your first draft and strategies to revise and edit like a pro. And it's that whole overview of writing a book.
That's pretty awesome. I really appreciate that. That's paperravenbooks.com/Steve. And just to make sure everybody knows, that's paperravenbooks.com. And Steve is S-T-E-V-E, if you need to know. paperravenbooks.com/Steve. That's an amazing free giveaway that she's giving to you for listening. And, you know, I really encourage you, you need to put your words out on paper and be out there.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And the sooner the better.
Yeah. So let's be good teachers. I know you said that you did very well in academia, which means that you've got a little teacher in you.
I did teach college sociology for a while. It's true.
So let's give the folks some things that they could do, like right now, today, this week. What can we do to move us forward towards writing our book?
Oh, gosh. Well, I would say go ahead and find that timer, because I think a timer could probably double your pace of writing. There's something about knowing that an end time is coming up. So go ahead and find a timer and just set it for that 25 minutes and pull up a blank Word document, or if you use some other software or Google Docs or whatever, and just start writing a memo to yourself. If I were to write a book, what would it be about? So no commitment, no pressure, just throw some ideas out on the paper. And if anything gets your heart rate up, if you get a little excited, a little thrilled, then you're on the right track. And so that, I would encourage you to go ahead and channel that enthusiasm. Don't let the enthusiasm go to waste. I mean, our energy is our greatest gift as entrepreneurs. And so follow that energy and go ahead and schedule out 3 hours to write and say, okay, I'm starting my book, and tell a friend. Call up someone and say, hey, I'm going to write a book. It's going to be about this, and ask your friend to follow up with you.
I was in a meeting, and this person did a great challenge for people who said that they wanted to write a book. They had everybody go on to Facebook, and they had them type in I am going to write my book by, and this was in like May, I think it was. So I think he had him say by the end of the year. You know, but you can pick any time. Give yourself a year, give yourself 2 years, whatever you need. I'm going to write my book by and then put an actual end date on it. Okay. And then he said, now what I want you to type in with that is anybody that posts to this, if I don't have my book out by that date, I will give you $5,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And Sean shared, he goes, I did that, you know, in this meeting, and I kind of did it, you know, without really thinking. And then it came down to like 2 days before, you know, the date that I was going to have to, and he goes, and I knew there were some people that they would call me on it. They were going to show up at my door, you know, with their hand out, with the, you know, put the check right here in my hand. He goes, and I sat down, and I wrote. He goes, I did nothing for like 2 days, but write.
Funny.
He goes, and I got my book done, and I got it out there, and I put it on Amazon real quick so that I didn't have to pay all these people $5,000.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like really anxiety-ridden. There are easier ways. I would err on the side of call a really, really good friend who's going to keep you accountable and tell them that you are writing a book.
And the real key of that is have an end date to it. Don't just say, I'm going to write a book someday, or I'm going to start writing my book and I'm going to complete it whenever. I mean, give yourself an amount of time so that you're headed towards a specific goal.
That's true. Yeah, if you are a type A person and you start a project and you can't wait to finish it, give yourself 90 days. If you're a bit of a turtle and you need to gather your research and sort of think for a little bit, give yourself twice that. Give yourself 180 days, 6 months. It's plenty of time.
So what's one other thing that people could start doing right now? They've got their timer out. They've given themselves an end date. They've written a little note to themselves about, you know, how impactful this book is going to be. What's one last thing that they can do?
There's a couple of steps that I would take toward getting yourself ready to start writing the book. I usually do recommend for my clients to do a few sessions of what I call free writing, which is a particular type of writing exercise where you set a timer, of course. This is the thing that I repeat so often my kids roll their eyes. Mm-hmm. You set a timer, start easy, 10 minutes or so, and you're just writing very generally about your book. But the key is doing this several days in a row, so about 5 days in a row. Every day you're sitting down for either 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 20 minutes, and you're just writing very generally about your book. And then that is allowing your brain to kind of percolate, you know, bring those ideas to top of mind. And the important part about this free writing exercise is that you're going to be writing as fast as you physically can. So you set the timer for 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, and you are bringing the book to mind, and you're writing as fast as you physically can. So you're not hitting the backspace. You're not rereading what you've already written. You're not even really pausing to think. If you need to repeat words or phrases over again, if you need to ask yourself questions, just keep writing. And what you're trying to do in this process is to push past the judgmental part of your brain, the part of your brain that says, no, that's irrelevant, that's dumb, there's a better way to say that. You want to just write so fast that part of your brain has nothing to say. Mm-hmm. And if you do that for about 5 days in a row, you'll find that you have these new insights, these new ways of thinking about your book that you really hadn't considered before. And at that point, that's when I think that you're ready to really get serious about the book. And I recommend you start with a structure, not an outline and not a mind map. I call it a rough organization. And you sit down and you just list out everything that you want to write in the book. So every topic, point, memory, episode, idea that you want included in the book, no particular order, you're just trying to get it all down on paper, and then you can come back maybe a day later and reorganize that group sort of like ideas or similar, you know, bits of information or memories, kind of according to like a subheading. So if they're similar, group them together and then put a subheading on it. So you're copying and pasting all these little bits of information, and it's one long list that's now reordered with subheadings, and that is your structure for starting to write your book.
I actually even have a coach of mine that she does that same thing, but she actually uses sticky notes.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, you know, they just unstick and rearrange, you know, and
Absolutely. Whatever works for you. I'm a digital person. I like everything on my, you know, on my desktop. But
yeah.
Sticky notes, sure, if you want. If you can devote an entire wall to sticky notes, go for it.
Yeah. Well, this has been Morgan Gift McDonald. She's been talking to us this whole last hour that has gone by way too fast about writing. And Morgan, I just really appreciate you taking the time today to really pour into us and help hopefully encourage a few people to really start writing.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's been a real pleasure.
Check her out, Morgan Gift McDonald, at paperravenbooks.com. She's got a free giveaway for you, paperravenbooks.com/Steve. I encourage every single one of you, write your message down. Be a good writer. Not because you have embraced technical proficiency in writing, but because that message that's screaming inside of you that wants to come out, let it out. Share it with the world. Remember, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Always know that Kathy and I are here to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. We have a program specifically designed to help you be able to get your words down in writing. We can even help you do it without having to have to type one word or even pick up a pen and write any on paper. If you're interested in that, I guarantee you'll love it. Check us out at WeHelpYouThrive.com. I hope every single one of you has a great week and that you spend this week living your life as a thriving entrepreneur.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@WeHelpYouThrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority pack.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.